think about you.
Hey, Len, you want to go car shopping?
Yes, Daddy, where you want to go?
Well, we're going to go to Pinecrest Motors. They have used cars, and they do car repairs. They have okay credit, bad, and no credit. So go to Pinecrest Motors at 2117 County Street in South Attleboro, Massachusetts, right off Newport Avenue in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Again, Pinecrest Motors at 2117 County Street in South Attleboro, Massachusetts, right off Newport Avenue in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Go see my friend Mario Faria. Call them at 508-761-8759. Again, 508-761-8759. So, London, we're going to go to Pinecrest Motors. Is that okay?
Yes, Dad.
Yes. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, Essential Radio, of course, and back with PM Dawn. Here's the second part of the interview from Twin River of PM Dawn right now.
We're here again, on still at Twin River here in Lincoln, Rhode Island, on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, still with PM Dawn in the dressing room, of course, with, again, state your name again?
Prince B.
Tell me about how'd you get the name Prince B?
My real name is B. What?
Oh.
Just punch you. Oh, just, for no reason. Okay.
It looks like you have a fun time on stage. Tell me about the chemistry you both have on stage and the loose vibe you both have,
I never really wanted my show to be mechanical and kind of planned out. I just wanted to go and have a vibe and see what happens. That was our thing. We just said, all right, we're just going to go out and have fun. Whatever the fuck happens, if we get paid, so be it. But the bottom line is we got to have some fun.
Now, you being the original member of PM Dorm, and you're coming back 10 years later, how does this, what does this all mean to you, and how do you feel about all this?
I don't know. I don't really see myself as coming back 10 years later. I've been working the whole time. It's just, I just haven't been in the front, so to speak. I've been working with, like, you know, Elton John and the Backstreet Boys, and I've been cashing some checks. I haven't been telling it a whole lot of people, because it kind of, after a while, the situation that PM Dawn was in was just, it was really nerve-wracking, and I just like to have fun and be easy, and the music business was getting too serious. Like, when I was a rapper, we were all having fun. We were doing the Humpty Dance and all kinds of shit. Now, these motherfuckers be fighting over stupid shit now. I just, super soaking holes, I can't do it. I like it.
Which one of your favorite places to visit and why in the United States? Because you've been around every place. Oh, no, the world. And why?
I don't know. I have a serious affection for Amsterdam, but...
Now, why Amsterdam?
I just like...
All right, see, and the tape ended there, so I had to flip it on the other side because I use a tape recorder when I'm interviewing PM Dawn back at Twin River, and here's the last leg of the interview, of course, here with PM Dawn.
Klein.
Oh, Robert Klein, where is he? He's down here?
He was in the comedy thing. Actually, I have another question for you now. I interviewed Robert Klein today, too, on the same show. This is airing April 15th. Tell you what, comedians, okay... Do you like to listen to, and what comedians do you like?
Oh, see, that's the wrong question to ask me, because I'm just a fan of comedy in
really?
General. I just like watching comedians. Period.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even have a.
And some of your favorites. Some of your favorites.
The comedians of comedy.
Yes.
Comedian comedy. Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, Maria Bamford, Zach Galifianakis.
And he's eating something right now too.
Don't forget Cat Williams.
Oh God.
Cat Williams is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Right, LeVar Arrington, that's his name.
Ooh.
And LeVar Arrington, the one with diabetes. LeVar, the big dude.
Oh. His name ain't Arrington. What the fuck are you talking about?
How did it make you feel? How did it make you feel when Chuck and Larry with Adam Sandler film, okay, asked you to have their song in their movie?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know much about it. It was just like Adam Sandler. I know Adam Sandler fucking loves that song, True. He, like, puts it in every fucking movie at some point. Mm-hmm. So I was looking through his movies, and I'm like, well, when the fuck is he going to ask me to put my fucking song in it? At some point, it's coming. So I was like, I was just kind of waiting around. And then one day, my publisher was like, yeah, Adam Sandler, what's with your song? I was like, I told y'all the shit was coming someday. and then just bam, I was just like, finally. And he used it like 3 times in the movie. Like, it was through the whole credits. Then there was like 2 love scenes with it. I was like, oh, God.
And that comedian I just interviewed today, too, Robert Klein, he was in a movie with Adam Sandler, Rain Over Me, a serious movie. He played Adam Sandler's father-in-law. So I have a connection to this show now, to Adam Sandler. So you actually met Adam Sandler?
Actually, I didn't meet him. My brother met him.
Your brother met him?
My brother's like an aspiring
actor.
He's an aspiring actor. Right now, he's a damn security guard at the Staples Center.
Wow.
So he, like, does all the VIP sections, and there was some party, and there's the police or something. And Adam Sandler came there, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm Pierce Norton's brother. He's like, no shit. He's like, you're Pierce Norton's brother? No shit. I was like, oh, shit, Johnny is coming. All right? Put it in his brain. Now, eventually, at some point, I'm going to show up.
Because of Johnny, Happy Gilmore put the song in this goddamn movie.
Well, thank you very much, PM Dawn, for losing themselves today on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And Jason from realhiphopuncut.com wants to ask you another question.
Now, I asked you the same question I'm going to ask you. Who would you say would be your biggest influences to start to, you know, sing or rap and stuff?
I would think my biggest influence would probably be Prince Paul and Marley Marl. I wouldn't want to do nothing without Prince Paul and Marley Marl. For those two guys.
And Greg wants to ask something from the BBLQ.
Actually, for the bridge on Real Hip Hop, I asked your man right here the same question. What old school movie inspired you? What's your favorite?
My favorite old school movie, I think, would have to be Purple Rain. Mm. Well, old school hip hop would probably be it's like a tie between Crush Groove and Beat Street.
That's what's up.
But I'm not a Wild Style kind of person. Wild Style is too rugged for me.
And that was the PM Dawn interview from Twin River. And now here's the PM Dawn song that you heard in Chuck and Larry that you love from the 90s, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, by PM Dawn here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Up next, Robert Klein.
Whisper from a careless man, a neutron dance for a neutron fan. rubber bands expand in a frustrating sigh. Tell me that she's not dreaming. She's got an ace in the hole that doesn't have meaning. Reality used to be a friend of mine, cause complete control I don't take too kind. Christina Applegate, you gotta put me on. But guess whose piece of the cake was Jack Bourne? She broke a wishbone and wished for a sign. I told her whispers in my heart were fine. What did she think she could do? I feel for her, I really do. And I stared at the ring finger on her hand. I wanted her to be a big PM Dawn fan, but I'll have to put her right back with the rest. That's the way it goes, I guess.
Baby, you send me out. 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 Baby, you send me out.
Ambitious Records and Reality Resource Music Management presents The Roller Zone, www.rollerzone.com. Check your music out at www.rollerzone.com and click on Discography, www.rollerzone.com. All right, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Essence, of course, Essential Radio. Essence, how do you rate the show today?
Boo.
I gave it a
10. All right. Roller, how do you rate the show? I won't ask you then. Roller, excuse me? Okay. Our son Rivers in the studio. But before, I'm glad Rivers here because now the reason why you're here today is because you helped me interview this next guest, Robert Klein from Twin River, before we saw PM Dawn.
Twin River.
Now Roller, what did Robert Klein say about, well, he saw the pictures of London and River.
He said that river looks like Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Idiot.
She calls me idiot. You know what I'm saying?
You are an idiot. Natural one.
All right. Let's play the comedian actor Robert Klein now. And here is Robert Klein here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Okay, we're here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. We're with the great actor, comedian, Robert Klein here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And thank you for letting me interview you tonight.
Derek, you have beautiful children. What is your wife's name?
Rola.
You and Rola have beautiful children. I'm looking at them here. absolutely beautiful. He looks like Barack Obama.
Thank you.
Barack Hussein Ali Akbar Obama. Just a regular American. Beautiful.
Let me ask you a question. You go on the road a lot, you know, and you're taping for your new HBO special.
I'm writing the material. I go into these small clubs. Is this a Radio Shack tape recorder mini?
Yes, it is.
Jesus, this bug. Come on, man. I have a $100 device here. It's digital. Get with it.
Well, I bought it for Hanukkah, actually.
First of all, this Radio Shack device was made by a child in Mumbai, tied to a machine. You have to have a little conscience here.
What's your favorite part about going on tour?
Stealing the soap from the hotels, Derek.
That's mine, too.
Now, I don't go on the road much anymore. This is a wonderful little period of time in which I go back to my roots, cabaret, a nightclub where they serve drinks and maybe food, like I started at Second City in 1965. When I want to write stuff, I go to the small clubs. I can't write it on my lucrative, what do they call them, corporate gigs. You know, I did the colonoscopy song for 2,000 gastroenterologists at Turner Field, Atlanta. Big money and all, that's not the place. I improvise a little, that's not the place to write my new stuff. So I go to the clubs, I've been in Nashville and Boston and Atlanta and Cleveland and Monticello, New York, and just, you know. And I'm continuing, and that's how I write the new repertoire. I've done 8 HBO specials.
Wow.
They're out on DVD set, a 4-DVD set, very cheap at Amazon.com, like $32-$33. It's a life of comedy from 1975 to 2005. I'm working on number 9 now for late next year.
And we'll take a break, and with Rolla's question, here I'll lose this up at the Derek Shapiro Show. And here is Rolla featuring Rebel, followed by Joe Ganata with his song. Here I'll lose this up at the Derek Shapiro Show.
Like FICA on payday. We say fuck the rules, along right with this music.
corporation of real hip-hop, they ain't representing. Watch your mouth around the crew, cause we're not liable for what we do from the room to NY. We make the crowd go up and down, wow. Air rocks in the crowd, shutting down any chick talking greasy about roller. Me and Punk Punk back the ball, but don't test like we saw, or a bar fight like Luda. As we DTP like we Def Jam South, the promoters knows we're legit, and you're not, so you're not booking them. You look down, my friend, it's not a fuck, you can't pack them in. The crowd like A and B does it, so watch the stairs and the slick talk, or you'll be laid down. Drop the mic and get off the stage, cause you'll never reach fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.